Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jackie Wilson, ladies and gentlemen, bringing us back. One of the greats from the Wayback Machine. 7-2, I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for hanging out with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you'll check it out. Lots of stuff there that will help you with your small business. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter when you get there. And don't forget to take the poll question. We got a different poll on the answer the poll question. We have a different poll every week right there on the homepage. And don't forget my blog is there on the home off the homepage, the knowledge base, et cetera, et cetera. Lots and lots and lots of stuff there that will help you with your small business. Smallbusinessadvocate.com. You know, folks, as we look around the economy right now, there are some things that are happening that continue to make this recovery an M recovery, a marathon recovery, meaning that it's, you know, even it seems that about a fourth to a third of businesses are doing okay, about half of small business owners are still, you know, trying. They're out of the woods, but they're not growing like they want. And about a fourth of small businesses are still having a really hard time. Well, the truth is, I don't see that ratio changing the rest of the year. And I wish I were more optimistic about it. But because there are some things that are we still have to worry about. I mean, look at gas prices. I mean, this is going to be a drain on the economy, and they're not talking about any relief in sight. And I don't know what's causing gas prices to be so high. It worries me that there might be some manipulation going on, some speculation going on that's causing oil prices to be so high. But as long as gas prices are close to $3.50 to $4 a gallon, that's going to hurt the economy. We need the consumer to come back. I mean, again, I don't like talking about this, but this is reality. The U.S. economy, the world needs the American consumer to come back. And when gas prices are this high, it's like a tax. It's like an increased tax on everybody, and it has an effect. Inflation is starting to rear its head a little bit. You're feeling it right now in your business because the things that you're buying are costing more, but you're not able to pass those prices on, those price increases on, in the cost of what you sell. Because right now with the economy the way it is, it's hard to have any pricing power. Pricing power is when your costs go up, you can raise your prices to customers. It's hard to have pricing power right now, especially if you're a small business. So profitability is going to be challenged, I think, a little bit more this year, and it's going to continue to be that way as we continue to have these increases in commodity prices, which is raising inflation. The financial people, all the folks at the Fed, they're concerned about about inflation right now, and they probably need to raise interest rates a little bit to sort of back inflation off a little bit, but to take care of that. But you know what, they are loath to do that right now because the economy doesn't need another shock from the Fed. So these are some of the challenges that are going on right now. Now, why am I bringing all these challenges up? Because this is the reality that you're facing in your business. Now, notice I didn't say that any of this was going to be something you couldn't handle. You're going to have to handle it. You're going to have to deal with it. I'm pointing them out because these are some of the issues that you have to manage around. These are some of the issues that you have to take into consideration. Some of the short to medium term issues that you've got to take into consideration as you're strategizing your overall price structure, as you're planning your expense budget for the rest of the year. If you haven't been budgeting for higher gas prices, for example, well, then you're probably over budget right now if you use gasoline for part of your business. Especially if you have delivery vehicles, petrol, diesels, worse than gas right now. So these are the real issues that you have to deal with, that you've got to blend into your cost structure, into your price structure, into the relationships that you have with your customers. So just keep your head, keep your eyes open, notice what's going on out there. You know, it's if being a business owner were easy, monkeys would be doing it. So it's never going to be easy. Nothing about being a business owner is going to be easy. You just have to pay attention to these things that are going on out there, and just build them into your plans. And when you do that, you know, you may not do as well this year as you hoped, but at least you'll survive. And that's the key, right? I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you today, be guilty of committing a random act of kindness. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.